平安。
今天要跟大家思想的题目呢，是叫信心的升沉记，就是升高下沉的意思。
Today I want you to meditate with you the ebb and flow of faith。
刚才主席问要不要读完那段圣经。
They asked me whether we should finish the scripture reading。
其实这个是一个很难得第二段圣经，很难得，很难得的。
Very precious scripture。
难得的难得在哪里呢
？Why so precious？
因为呢，尤其是后面那一段
，especially on the later part。
我们在圣经里面很少看到的。
We seldom read it in the Bible。
我们在教会里面呢？也很少听到的。
We also seldom hear a message about.
你记得那段圣经讲什么吗
？Do you remember that scripture?
前面第一节到第八节。
From verse 1 to verse 8.
然后24、33。
And then 22, 33.
都是讲上帝神的信实。
He talks about the faithfulness of God.
可以说是那个诗人的一个信心非常。高涨的那个的时间
is a great flow of the poet's faith。
假如你读圣经就知道了。
I think go through the scripture。
他说：“我要歌唱耶和华的慈爱，直到永远。
”I want to sing of the faithfulness of God forever。
我要用口传扬你的信实，直到万代。
With my mouth, I will make your faithfulness known to all generations。
圣经就看到。一个诗人的信心好高涨。
You see the psalmist's faith was rising up.
我要
，I want，
我立志
，I'm determined，
要把上帝的信实传到万代。
I will declare the faithfulness of God to all generations.
这是很难得的。
This is so.
然后一直下去，
都念着
这个诗。这个头了八节，起初八节呢是讲你的信实，你的信实，你的信实。
The first eight verse talk about the faithfulness of God。
然后呢，第24节就讲引用神的话语来说所以这里讲我的信实，我的信实。
And then using the words of God on verse 24, we talk about my faith。
这是很好的。
These are all so precious.
常常我们都在教会里面听到这些声音。
We heard many of the similar message in the church.
这是好自然的。
It's so natural.
在教会里面，我们就会唱神的信实。
In the church, we sing of the faithfulness of God.
就好像刚才主席问大家好不好
？He said, "How is everyone today?"
一定说好。
I know everyone is doing all good.
很少人说不好
，Nobody say we are not good。
不好就是不会说出来的。
When we are not feeling good, we probably be quiet。
这个不是这个场合
because not suitable for the occasion。
不好就是个别在谈的时候，哎呀，今天不太好。
Maybe in private we might mention。
是不是？我们都有这个情况出现。
This is so common to us。
教会里面也不会讲啊，我没有信心。
Nor do we say that we have no faith in the church。
有时候会讲一下。轻轻的讲一下。
Seldom we mention it。
哎呀，我真糟糕，我好没有信心。
I'm so terrible, I have no faith。
但是呢，很少像这个诗人所讲的那种情况。
But seldom are we like the psalmist。
假如你留心刚才读从38节开始，后面我们来看看38节好吗
？If you look at verse 38。
好，从38节开始呢。一连说一直数下去，一直到51节
，from 38 to verse 52，
诗人都在埋怨
，Psalmist was complaining。
我们在教会好少听到这种埋怨的。
So when you heard this kind of complaining？
我不晓得他是为别人的教育埋怨，还是为自己的教育埋怨。
I'm not sure he was complaining because other people's experience of his own suffering。
从字面来说，他是讲那个人，你对那个人不好，你对那个人不好。
From the scripture, it seems to say that you have been having fear to another person。
但是呢，也许呢，他是用那个人去代表他自己。
Maybe that the other person was referring。
那我们来看看他怎么说好吗？
Let's see how the scripture goes.
我觉得这个好难得的。
I think this is very precious.
我要大家注意的一个地方。
There's something I want you to pay attention to.
就是这样说，当诗人这样说的时候，神好像没有跟他说什么。
As Psalmist utter his complaint, God seems to be silent.
他一直在埋怨、埋怨、埋怨到底。
The Psalmist will keep complaining.
然后是他自己说，耶和华是应当敬重的。
And then finally he says, the Lord is worthy of our praise.
神没有说什么。
But God stays silent.
是表示了神的一个完全的包容。
God was so considerate, to so understanding.
当我们说神是信实的时候
，When we talk about the faithfulness of God,
是包括了当我们下到最底的时候，当我们最不好的时候，他的信实都不改变，那就是他的信实。
When we reach the bottom of our experience,
所以我们来看看他怎么他胆子好大像神这样说话
To be able to talk like that to God.
好，三十八节他说，但你老路里的受膏者就丢掉弃绝他，你厌恶了你仆人所立的约，将他的冠冕遣打于地。这个等于说是神在违约。
He said, God, you have not kept your promise. You rejected
it. 你违约。
You did not keep your promise.
你答应你的事情，你没有做。
But you did not keep it.
而且呢，你冠冕是你带给他的，但是你把冠冕遣打于地。
You have given a crown, but now you throw it down.
所以三十八、三十九是讲神丢弃了他的百姓啊，丢弃了
他的百姓。God rejected these people.
第四十、四十一呢？是讲了神拆毁了一切那种篱笆给他的保护。
God has taken away all the protection of the wall.
你拆毁了他一切的篱笆，使他的保障变为荒唐，凡过路的人都抢夺他，他成为邻邦的羞辱。
You have broken through all his wall, reduced his strongholds, so that all who pass it plunder you.
你能不能够接受一个信主的人呢？他的情况是这样。
Can you accept a believer in that condition?
这个诗人呢，当他看见这样的情况，他就说出来，他说：“神，你做了这些事情。”
And when the psalmist sees this, he says, God, you have did something wrong.
然后呢，四十二节更麻烦，更糟糕。
And then verse 4 got worse.
他说，你高举了他敌人的右手，你叫他一切仇敌欢喜，你叫他的刀剑转刃，叫他在征战中站立不住。
You have raised up his enemy so that he cannot stand against them.
好像那里我们做生意啊，有些大家都开餐馆啊，你是基督徒
，You are a Christian
啊，对方对面的那个不是基督徒
，The across the street is not a Christian
啊，你好敬虔
，You are very devoted，
但对方的对面的呢，常常做生意不守规矩
，The other guy doing a lot of illegal stuff，
但是呢，神是高举了敌人的手
，But God raised him，
就好像打拳啊，两个人在打拳
，Like in a boxing，
到最后啦。那个裁判就抓住两个人的手，是不是？
The judge hold both arms.
那个得胜就给他举起他的手，他赢了。
He raised the other guy's hand.
然后就大家就鼓掌了。
And everybody clapped.
然后呢，那个失败的低着头了。
The loser was so depressed.
你就是那个失败的人。
We were that loser.
那你怎么办呢？
How are we to do?
的情况就是这样啊。
This is the condition.
然后在下面，四十四节
，verse 44，
怎么说啊？你使他的光辉指示，将他的宝座推倒于地。
You cast his throne to the ground。
你减少他青年的日子。
You have cut short the day of his
life。要使他蒙羞。
You put a mental shame on him。
这个就是关于他的生命了，他的年日了。
You talk about his life。
他的荣耀慢慢消减了。
His splendor was reduced.
这个真是不容易面对，尤其是你是基督徒啊。
These are very difficult to face.
难怪这个诗人是这样讲话。
No wonder the psalmist are complaining.
然后呢，他四十六节呢，他就忍不住了。
In the 46, he cannot stand.
这种情况呢，好像无止境的一直下去。
How long will you allow this to happen?
耶和华啊，这要到几时呢？
How long, Lord?
你要将自己的隐藏到永远吗？
Will you hide yourself forever?
你的愤怒如火焚烧，要到几时呢？
How long will your wrath burn like fire?
用今天的话就说，我忍耐到这里了，已经到这里了。
I've reached the limit of my patience.
第四十七节，求你想念我，我的时候是何等短少。你创造世人，你使他归何等的空虚呢？
Remember how fleeting is my life.
这里就开始讲到他自己了。
And then he talked about himself again.
然后呢，第四十九节，49节的主啊，你从前凭你的信实何等向大卫立誓要施行的慈爱在哪里呢？
Lord, where is your former great love?
前面是问到几时呢？
For how long? Yeah.
现在是说在哪里呢？
Where is your love? Yeah.
是不是啊？你敢不敢这样祷告？
Would you dare to pray like that?
我们世人祷告可能的。
Possibly though.
真是
unbelievable prayer.
忍不住了啊。
They cannot take it anymore.
在哪里呢？我看不到。
I cannot see you.
我摸不到。
I cannot touch you.
那第51节一直到骂到51节是吧？
And it keep going on 51-52.
但很奇怪啊， 52节是完全反过来。
And then strange, he turned around on 52.
耶和华是应当称颂的，
Pray
直到永远。
Before the Lord forever.
这个就是诗人的写那个诗篇89篇的一种的情况。
This is the condition of the psalmist.
心的好高，信心好高涨。
His faith rises up to the high.
然后呢，信心又去到最低谷的时候。
And down to the lowest point.
你们有没有经过这种情况？
Is your experience?
我们其实每个人在这条属灵的路上都有升有降。
In our past journey of faith, we have ebb and flow.
我们当然不会随随便便的升，也不会随随便便的降，都一定有一些客观的因素。
We don't just ebb and flow accidentally. There is always some reason.
不过通常呢，我们可以接受我信心高涨的时候。
We usually can accept when our faith are rising up.
我们比较难接受我信心不够。
We have a hard time accepting when we have no faith.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为这是一个普遍的现象。
Because this is a common phenomenon.
在教会里面，
In church,
信心好，人家会称赞你。
You are faithful, people praise you.
然后在教会里面，你显得没有信心的时候，大家都会关心你。
When you are lack of faith, everybody are very concerned.
关心的意思就是这是不对的。
When they are concerned, I mean there's something.
你要改变啊！
You better change yourself.
你要提升你自己啊！
Raise yourself up.
你是信徒啊！
You are a believer.
你要名副其实啊！
You have to act like a faith believer.
所以呢，我们在教会呢比较少告诉别人我信心的情况。
That's why we seldom confess the condition of faith.
但是今天呢，我想大家要了解一件事情。
But today I want you to understand something.
信心的高与低是自然的。
The ebb and flow of our faith is a nature thing.
在我们在人生的路上，我们会受好多人生的各种的情况会影响的。
In our life journey, we will be affected by many things that happen to us.
有时候会受自己的情绪来影响。
Even our emotion affected us.
身体好一点，信心就好一点。
When you are physically fit, your faith are probably good.
今天不太舒服了，信心就低一点。
When you are physically sick, your faith is probably very low.
当然有时候没有低到那个地步了。
But maybe not that low.
我觉得这个是一个例子。
These are examples.
就算是这样，
Even when you are in that condition,
上帝的信实都不改变。
The faithfulness of God remains.
刚才唱那首诗歌，唱了千百次了。你的信实何广大？
The faithful, how great your faithfulness is the same. A hymn that we all know.
当你讲到有一句说，你的怜悯没有减小。
You say that your love will never decrease.
你没有转动的影儿。
There's no shadow or change.
那意思就是说，不管我怎么样。
No matter what my condition,
你的信实一点都没有改变。
Your faithfulness is always true.
这个都是非常重要的一个信仰。
These are a very important belief.
你知道保罗就有这个经验了。
Paul had that experience.
所以在提摩太后书二章十三节，他就讲了一句这样的话。
That's why in 2 Timothy he said.
他怎么说呢
？What did he say?
有没有人记得
？Anybody remember?
非常好。
Very good verse.
是保罗这个真实的经验。
That is Paul's personal experience.
他说，我们虽然是信
，even though we are unfaithful，
他仍是可信的
，but he is still trustworthy.
为什么
？Why？
下面那句
，because he continues.
因为他不能背负自己。
Because he would not, he would be true to himself.
他的信实并不是因为我。
His faithfulness is not depend on us.
因为他是因为他。
He is faithful because of himself.
他不会背负自己。
He would not betray himself.
这是保罗的信仰。
This is Paul's trust faith.
所以呢，首先呢，我觉得我们对这件事情呢，应该有一个好清楚的一个信仰。
That's why we want to have a complete understanding of this condition.
有了这个清楚的信仰呢，我们比较能够接受我自己。
When we realize what faith is, we can accept ourselves.
我们也能够体恤别人。
We can also understand our fellow brothers.
这个第一点好重要。
This is a very important point.
那第二点呢，我想跟大家思想的。
The second point I want to meditate on.
就是在那个信心高涨的时候
，When your faith is rising，
我们应该怎么面对
？How are we to？
或者说，我们应该做什么
？What should we be doing？
那在信心低沉的时候，
When、
我们又应该做什么
？When you reach the low point of your faith， what can we do？
好，在你信心高涨的时候
，When you are faithfully strong，
你通常会怎么做了
？Usually what is your condition？
有好多不同的情况。
There are so many situations.
有些呢是居安思危。我虽然高降，但是我不敢说，所以我也不敢表现出来。
Some people are just you never know what would happen, so I stay quiet.
因为我不晓得有什么时候我要沉下去了。
I don't know when I'm going to go down.
所以我就还是不说了，还是什么都不做了。
I better stay silent.
其实我们假如接受这个现象的话呢，我们就要信心高涨的时候就做信心高涨的事情。
When your faith is high, you should do what faith, high faith do.
怎么说呢
？What does that mean?
我觉得我自己的都有一种的高涨跟下沉的时候。
I experience the ebb and flow of my faith.
不过呢，我自己呢，在我的信心比较强的时候，我就做了我应该做的事。
When my faith is strong, I do what a strong faith should do.
过去的几十年里面
，in past decades,
我都经过了好多路。
I went through many paths.
我做了好多的不同的事。
I did many works.
但是呢，我现在呢。
Now I looking back,
我发觉我现在的情况呢，跟以前就有点不同。
I see there's a difference now.
应该怎么说呢
？How can I put it?
我以前呢，我可以做好多的事情。
Before I can do many things.
我自己呢是走在前面的。
I always take a lead.
我甚至呢，我去跑到街上去。在传福音
，I go around out to the street and pass out.
在派报纸
，I pass out.
派的在号角，那个号角
，Herald Crusade.
这个 Herald Monthly.
Monthly.
我记得呢，我拿了大叠的那个报纸呢，就站在那个地铁口啦。我下去的人呢，我就给他一张，给他一张，给他一张。
I stand by the subway and pass out when people go into the subway.
因为通常上来我就不给的，免得浪费。
I don't give to people who are reading.
那下去的他坐在哪里就看报纸。
Because when they go in, they sit in the subway and they read.
我都这样做。
This is what I did.
走了好多好多路。
I went through.
好了，现在呢
？Now.
年纪大了。
Now I'm getting old.
我的心还是有。
My my heart is still there.
但是呢，有些事情呢，我已经没有力量来做了。
But many things I don't have the physical strength.
只能够叫那个人做，叫那个人做，叫那个人做。
I ask that guy to do the same, and the other guy to do other.
有时候啦，心里面还是觉得不好。
But I don't feel that good about it.
我是觉得这个不应该，为什么你指别人去做，你自己不做呢？
I said, why are you asking other person to do it? Why you not do it yourself?
有没有这个感觉？
你
力不从心啊，其实是。太多事情了。
Too many things.
以前我才跑到街上来拍单张了，现在呢，我们同工去街上有这个祷告站呢，我就没去了。
Now my co-worker working on the street, but I stay in the office.
那没去，这心里面就觉得，哎呀，这个为什么那么糟糕了？
Why am I not doing it?
不过呢，我怎么想通的了？
Finally, I come to an understanding.
其实人生呢，有不同的阶段。
There is different stage on everyone's.
在不同的阶段呢，就做不同的事。
At different stage, we do different work.
是不是啊？你年幼的时候做年幼的事。
When you are young, you
年轻的时候做年轻的事。
When you are young man, you do the young man's work.
然后呢，连成年人做成年人的事。
When you are adult, you do adult work.
老年人就做老年人的事。
When you are elderly, you
是不是啊？这都是很，我们不要责备自己。
We should not accuse ourselves.
我有些做的事了，别人不能够做。
Because there are things I can do, other people can never do.
那我的时间就用来做这些事情。
My time was spent on the thing I can do.
所以呢，当你信心高涨的时候
，When your faith is rising up,
趁着你心里面那种力量，你就做你应该做的事。
Use the strength that you have to do the work.
那到你真的不能够做的时候，你不会觉得后悔。不会觉得难过。
So when the time comes, when you have no strength, you will not have no life.
我现在就是这样来，来开解自己的。
This is how I understand the situation now.
好像在人生里面也是。
That is true in life.
我们每个人生不同的时候都有不同的责任的，是不是
？We have different responsibility at different stage.
我记得有一个姐妹，她很好。
这个 very good sisters.
他年轻的时候，
跟谢我一样，
他就等候上帝给他一个好的对象结婚了。
He waited for God, waited for God for to provide for husband.
但是等了好多好久，都神都没有配合，都没有带领。
But nothing happened for a long time.
他的日子就一天一天的过去。
So his time passed.
就过了结婚的年龄了。
Passing the marriage age.
你知道有些人过了结婚的年龄呢，一直在埋怨，一直在说，好像都过不去啊，面对不了。
Some people cannot get over the fact that they not get married.
其实好多今天的人呢，都有这种情况，过了那个阶段了，还是没有一个适合的对象。
Many people pass the marriage age, but they have no comment.
但那个姐妹很好。
But this is different.
她就过了。
他
就好好的做他应该在年纪比较大的时候做他应该做的事。
Now she do some the work of the mature lady.
他怎么了？
What did she?
他有一些弟弟妹妹啊，都结了婚了。
A lot of his younger brothers are.
就是他没有做，没有结婚。
But she single.
但是他很懂啊，很懂得做学姐。
She is a very good older sister.
那个弟弟有孩子啊。要去休息一下，要 vacation 或者什么了，他或者晚上要去什么地方呢？他就跑去做 babysit， 去帮弟弟妹妹来看孩子。
She become a very good babysitter for her nephew and niece.
他赚的钱没有用啊，有时候花在小孩子身上的钱也不小啊。
A lot of her money is spent on her niece and nephew.
他最近没有孩子。
She has don't have children of her own.
所以他就对他的那个弟弟妹妹的孩子就很好。
So take care of the niece and nephew.
常常帮助他。
Help them all the time.
那还要照顾父母啊，也是啊。
She has to take care of the parents.
照顾老人家。
The older generation.
他自己没有结婚，就要好好照顾他的父母。
Since she was single, she was able to do.
所以我觉得这个是一个很好的一个态度。
These are very good attitudes.
在人生什么阶段？在那个时候，你能够做什么，你就好好的把事情做好。
Do the suitable work that God assigned you at that stage.
他信心告状的时候，他说：“我用口传扬你的信实。”
He said, "When my faith is rising up, I proclaim your faithfulness."
做了他应该做的事。
He does what he is able to do.
好了，这里呢，去到信心第一层了。
Now I see A, his faith is A.
按照他的肉体。
By his physical state,
按照他的感觉。
By his own feeling.
我觉得他也做得好，对。
Even he is doing the right thing.
他的感觉、感情是这样，他就借助写诗、借助祷告来表达出来。
He uses the song, uses prayer to express his feeling.
为什么会这样呢？
Why is this the condition?
要到几时呢？
How long, Lord?
在你的信实在哪里？
Where is your faithfulness?
他都讲。
He began to express
表达到
了。
但是他没有失去他的信心。
他心里面 lost his faith。
我觉得有时候这是一种感情的抒发。
This release of his emotion。
我们不要把上帝看成个暴君。
We did not see God as a tyrant。
专门听好话的。
Only report good news。
不喜欢听不好的话的。
He doesn't want to hear any bad things。
这是暴君。
That is a tyrant。
但神不会这样。
But God is not
从这篇诗篇看到了
From the song you can tell,
他一直埋怨但神没有讲
He was keep complaining but God did not respond
因为神接纳
Because God knows him
然后让他去经过这段黑暗低潮的日子
God allowed him to walk through his dark time and low path
我觉得这是一种关系上一个最好的关系就是这样
This shows a very close relationship
最好的关系呢就是不用讲的
A good relationship do not have to be
不用解释的
You don't have to explain
你会接受
You accept
好像夫妻也是这样
Just like a husband and wife
我们做夫妻做丈夫做太太生活在一起我们就知道了
When you have lived so long with your husband and wife,
假如整天都要解释的话呢，这好累啊。
You have to explain all day long, life is tough.
是不是有些太太？为什么这样？为什么这样？说清楚，那就好累了。
Explain to me why this happened.
有些事情呢，是不需要说清楚。
A lot of things cannot be explained.
尽在不言中嘛。就说不要紧，我体谅。
Yes, I understand.
我相信
I trust you.
假如一个信仰也到这个地步了
Your faith can reach that stage.
是最好
That would be wonderful.
我在说不是说没有埋怨
I'm not saying that there should be no complaint.
不是说没有什么情绪的表达
And you don't express your emotion.
当你情绪表达的时候上帝体谅你
When you express your emotion, God understands.
但反过来说
But on the other word,
你也要相信他
You still have to believe in him.
他不会永远出卖你的
He will not reject you forever.
有些路我们都要一同经过
There's a path we must go through.
你知道吗？在人生的路上
In a life,
有些路是要我们要经过
There will be rough paths we must pass.
尤其是一种属灵的路
Especially in a spiritual journey.
神会故意的、特意的、有心的把我们放在一个低谷、一个很困难的地步
God will purposely allow us to go through the valley.
你必须要经过这个日子、经过这个时间、经过这种考验，你才会那个实在的。
You must go through the valley, the trials of your life can become real.
我们对是教养小孩子也有这种矛盾啊，这种困难。
Also face a similar situation raising kids.
听我们很不想我们的孩子啊、孙子啊、玻璃心啊，就说受不到压力的，那是不，这是很在世界上啊很难生活的。
We don't want our children to not be able to take any pressure in life.
所以呢，今天好多小朋友呢。受不到压力的
A lot of young children are avoiding pressure all the time.
他们的生活他们的前路啊好多问题的
As they get older they become they face a lot of difficulty
婚姻也有好多问题的
Marriage become a big problem
因为他抵受不了压力
Because they cannot take
一点问题就有问题了
Any problem become a big problem
所以呢，我们小孩子，我们孙子啊，现在我有两个孙子啦，所以我也想到这一点。
I begin to think about this for them.
啊，有些日子啊，他要经过，有些事情他要经过的。
Many things they must experience themselves.
他学走路啊，会跌倒的。
As he learns to walk, he's going to fall.
哎呀，那天我的小孙女啊，这个眼角贴了一块胶布啊。原来他在婆婆的家里呢，就碰了一下那个地方，就流血了。
The other day, my granddaughter had a big bandage over her eyes.
哎呀，在人生里面不晓得多少次要贴这个 bandage 啊。
You will need bandage for a lot of bandage in life.
啊，有时候我们宁愿他坚强一点。
When one that hurts be strong,
也接受有困难。有挫折在他的人生，
so they can face difficulty in life.
所以神有时候也把我们放在困难之
中。In the same way, God put us in difficulty.
我们可以埋怨，
we can complain.
我们可以说好多不同，就是说你教会里面听不到的话。
We can express many things we don't hear in church to him.
但是不要永远说下去。
But don't keep going forever.
是适合一儿子到51节就算了。
Go up to 50 verse 51.
因为对你没有好处啊。
But it doesn't help.
啊，事实上有些路是要经过的。
There will be paths we must walk on.
记得那个诗篇八十四篇。
In Psalm 84.
我忘了11还是13节。
Verse 1 or 13.
他怎么说呢？
What did the psalmist say?
他说我们经过流泪谷。
We went through the valley of tears.
什么叫流泪谷啊？
What is the valley of tears?
谷就是低谷的意思，是吧？
A low place.
跟高山是相反的。
Opposite of a high hill.
低谷，人生的低谷。
When you went through the valley
of tears. 是，而且是流泪谷。
A valley of tears.
啊，诗人说我们经过流泪谷。
As we walking through the valley of tears.
圣经下一句怎么说啊？
What was the next verse?
记得吗？
Do you remember?
叫这谷变为泉源之地。
Allow this valley to become the stream of water.
就是你走过这条路，走过的时候，
passing through the valley,
它就变了，变成泉源之地。
It becomes transformed to the soil.
还有一句在后面。
And then it comes.
还有秋雨之福盖满了船。
And the autumn rain will cover the valley.
这是一个要走过的路。
This is the path we all have to go through.
我感谢主，在过去人生路啊，神让我有白了几条流泪谷的路给我走过。
I thank God for many of the valley of tears that I have to go through.
啊，不能都说流泪谷了，我们所谓流泪都是好小事情啊。
Maybe it's not a valley of tears because they are minor things.
我们这个战后一代啊，都没有什么真的痛苦过啊。
There's really no big suffering after World War II for us.
不过对个人来说呢，还是很难走过。
But still, these are difficult paths.
尤其是一些侍奉的路，
especially on the path of service,
信心的路，
the path of faith,
没有人了解，
nobody understands.
但是当我发觉我走过之后，
after I went through the path,
我自己变得丰富了，
my life,
我的灵性丰富
了， my spiritual life,
而且让我走过的路了，真的叫好多人能够蒙福。
And that pathAlso allow other people to be blessed.
啊，这个有时候我在讲道都讲过了，我不再重提了。
I have mentioned many of these to you before.
我常常都为着我做了一个决定，在中国开这个特困儿童村，为了这个决定来感恩的。
I thank God so often for the orphanage that we opened in China.
因为我走过的路
，that path that we went through,
成为泉源之地
，become a stream of blessing.
好多的孩子，现在有300多个孩子。
We have 300 children there.
他们在其中得到帮助。
So many of our help to the orphans.
所以有些路是要经过。
Many paths we have to walk through.
那求神帮助。
We ask God to help us.
在低谷的时候。
In the valley.
忍受。
Faith,
经过。
Go through.
然后得到丰盛的那个经验。
And going to the land of abundance.
那么讲到这里。
Up to here.
大家会觉得啊，下沉好不好啊？
going down is not
right. 让信心下沉好不好？
It's good to go down to the.
没有人希望下沉的。
Nobody wants to go down to the valley.
啊，我也不希望说啊，下沉可以经历上帝的信实，经历上帝的怜悯。
Even though in the valley you experience the faithfulness of God.
我只是说，下沉的时候，我们不需要埋怨。
I tell you in the valley, do not complain.
也不需要责备自己太多。
Do not condemn yourself.
要相信上帝的信实。
To believe in the faithfulness of God.
要更多的体验他的信实。
More experience his faithfulness.
但不一定啊。求我就说安排让自己沉下去。
Do not ask to go down to the valley.
在圣经里面有好多的地方。
So many people place in the scripture.
他说要站稳。
He says stand firm.
站稳。
Stand firm.
以弗所书六章。
In Ephesians chapter 6.
说你们不要站稳。
You must be strong.
站稳的意思就是不要下沉。
Let's go down.
不要摇摇摆摆。
Do not be the wavy.
啊，我们的最重要的在属灵的生活里面，还是要追求站稳。
In our spiritual journey, the most important thing is to be firm.
因为站稳才让人觉得啊，这个信仰有它的价值存在。
By standing firm, you can see the value of your faith.
稳，人家才会信任你。
When you are firm, people will trust.
稳才有用。
When you are firm,
所以我们要追求稳。
We must be firm.
那不稳怎么办呢？
If you are not steady,
那圣经里面有另外一个教导。
There is another teaching.
那是马太福音十四章。
In Matthew chapter 14,
当你不稳的时候，
When you are not steady,
真的下沉的时候，
When you are sinking down,
不要让它沉下去。
Do not sink all the way down.
虽然有上帝的恩典在哪里，
Even though God's grace is there,
虽然上帝的信实的。
Even though God is faithful,
但我们不要让它沉下去。
Do not go all the way to the bottom.
那不让它沉下去，应该怎么做啊？
What can you do then?
学彼得。
Learn from Peter.
你记得吗？彼得有一次行海，是不是？
Remember Peter was walking on the sea.
看到远远看见耶稣来。
He saw Jesus.
彼得就对耶稣说，
He called out to Jesus.
我可不可以下水去到你那边呢？
Maybe walk on the water to your side.
然后耶稣说，来吧，来吧。
啊，
结果呢？耶稣那个彼得真的很厉害啊，很有信心啊。
Peter was so faithful.
他真的下水啊。
He jumped into the ocean.
现在好多基督徒都不肯下水的。
A lot of Christians never jump.
他下水啊。
He jumped in.
他下水啊，走了好多步啊。
He walked.
不过走到这地步了，因为风浪太大了。
But as he looked at the waves,
他就开始下沉了。
He began to sink.
下沉怎么办？
What did he do?
他就大声的呼喊，
He screamed out to God,
主啊救我，
Lord, save me.
主啊救我，
Lord, save me.
所以呢，这个第二阶段，
That's the second stage.
第一站稳，
Stay firm.
第二下沉的时候，
When you are sinking down,
伸手求救，
Raise out for
神啊救我，
Ask God to help.
那然后呢，耶稣就伸手把他拉上来了，
Jesus reached out to him.
今天讲的是万一
，in case
耶稣没有伸手救你
，if Jesus did not reach out，
你下沉了
，as you sinking
down， 一直沉下去
，keep going down，
上帝有他的意思
，God has his perfect will，
他要些路让你经过
，there are things God wants you to experience，
然后得到在那个经过的路上的祝福
，so that you can receive the blessing of the path，
无论怎么样
，whatever it happens，
上帝。是信实
，He is always，
他不会放弃
，He will not reject you。
我希望呢，在我们的信仰的路上
，In our path of faith，
是这样来处理我们的信仰
，You have to deal with our faith。
我有没有告诉过大家？也许大家都经验过了。
Have I mentioned to you？
当你坐飞机哈，从那个 New York 飞到加州的时候
，When you go to the airport from New York to California，
而且飞到中国的时候
，Or to China，
飞到香港的时候
，Hong Kong，
你会常常会听到机长在宣布
，You often heard announcement，
宣布什么
？What was announcement？
大家回到你的座位上
，Please go back to your seat，
把安全带扣好
，Put on your seat belt。
为什么
？Why？
因为有气流啊。
Because they are turbulent.
这个飞机啊，有时候突然间会下到好低啊。
Suddenly the airplane drops.
有时候我们都会感觉得到的。
You can feel the drop yourself.
是不是啊？在你这个飞到从这里飞到加州要六个小时大概。
It took about 6 hours to go to California.
这个六个小时里面有不少有多少次啊，机长在报告把安全带绑好。
Usually there are several announcements about the.
因为会下沉。
Because it will go down the plane.
不要紧。
Do not worry.
有没有每次坐飞机都会数啊？机长报告多少次？
Do you keep track of how many announcements?
假如他超过十次，我就永远不坐那个飞机了。
If you pass more than 10 times, you probably won't go anymore.
有没有这样的人啊？
Anybody?
没有啊。
Probably not.
我们不会数的。
We don't keep track.
因为这个是在这条路上常常都会有的。
Because it's part of the journey.
我们就接受。
We accept.
然后把安全带绑好。
We just put on the.
坐在位上。乖乖的，不要走来走去，接受这种情况。最重要，我们相信那个飞机去到那个跑道上就降落了。
We know the airplane will.
安全降落是最重要。
Will descend safely.
啊，求神保守我们。
We ask God for protection.
在信心的路上。
On the journey of faith.
安全降落。
That we can arrive safely.
我们先低头祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的主，感谢你，因为你是信实的主。
Dear Lord, we thank you because you are faithful.
主啊，今天我们立志不看我们自己。
Today we resolve not to look at ourselves.
主啊，我们就是定睛在你的身上。
We only look to you.
主啊，我们真的相信，虽然我们是信。
We know we believe.
你仍是可信的。
You are always trustworthy.
因为你不能背负自己。
Because you will not betray yourself.
主在任何的不同的人生的路上
In all conditional life,
求你帮助我们做应该做的事
We pray that you allow us to do the thing we ought to do.
主啊，当我们愿意来做那些应该做的事的时候
When we are willing to do the work that you give us,
主啊，你来帮助我
We ask for your help.
主，你帮助我们站稳
Strengthen us to be firm.
主啊，你帮助我们在风雨之中我们来伸手的时候，主啊，你把我们扶起来。
When we call out to you in the storm, then you reach out to us.
而当我们必须下沉到一个地步的时候
，As we are sinking down,
主啊，你帮助我们有足够的信心。
Give us enough faith.
相信你的信实不改变。
Believe in your faithfulness.
在你那里没有转动的影儿。
Because there's no shadow or change in you.
愿你的话藏在我们的心中。
May your word stay in our heart.
直到我们的人生继续向前走的时候。
So that we can keep going in our life journey.
主啊，我们能够见你的时候。
But until we see you.
主啊，我们能够挺身昂首的。
We can stand boldly before you.
愿你随听祷告。
Hear our prayer.
奉耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.